Hello, it's Derek Robertson here from Education Scotland at the Scottish Learning Festival 2012. And I've been having a walk around the Education Authority Village and I've met some colleagues from the Northern Area Forum. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great stuff. Nice loud voices. First thing on a Wednesday morning. Good stuff. Tell me, the Northern Area Forum, which local authorities are involved in that?
Well, there are five local authorities: Shetland, Orkney, the Western Isles, Highland, Moray and Perth and Kinross. That's actually six local authorities.
Six local authorities.
I can't count. That's a good job I'm not a maths teacher.
Okay. Now, you guys are going to be presenting today. Is it today you're presenting?
That's right,
you're giving
yeah.
a seminar talk?
Yep.
What is it you've been doing and what are you going to be sharing with colleagues?
Well, we've been taking part in a pilot project through Education Scotland using ICT to remotely moderate across authorities. Mm-hmm. So how you can use different types of ICT to moderate different subjects, mm-hmm. such as Glow, Wiki Pages, email, and the purpose of that moderation project is to link between different schools and to moderate projects without having to be face-to-face with colleagues across authorities.
And what have your experiences been so far with this then?
It's been a very positive experience. I was in the geography group and we used a wiki page through Glow and it worked really well, and it's really got me thinking about ways in which you can remote moderate, and we found it actually very successful.
It sounds as if it's been something that's, I don't know how literate you are with ICT, but what's it meant for you in terms of your own professional development?
It's got me far more familiar with using a wiki page and how to upload material, and it's definitely made me more comfortable with using it than I would have been before I did the project.
What impact do you think it's been having on learning? Do you think have you seen changes in the way in which you're working as a professional or the way in which your pupils are learning?
I think for myself, being a music teacher, I've seen it's been hugely beneficial to the pupils in my classroom. They've been so much more engaged. They took real ownership of the learning. Knowing that they were going to moderate their peers from another school, they took a lot of ownership, and it's had a very positive impact on their self and peer assessment and their engagement in the moderation process itself.
It seems like a kind of a change in the way in which a learner is actively involved in their own and others' learning. Is that one of the main underpinning kind of aims is of this project?
Yeah, I think it was to start getting the pupils to think that it's not just going to be the teacher that's looking at their work, there's also going to be other people looking at the work, and I think that makes them feel that they have to perhaps try harder and do a bit better, because it's not just me who they become a bit more comfortable with, they try
Great
a bit
stuff.
More.
Well, listen, all the very best with your presentation today, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.